Thank you, and good morning. Welcome once again to the radio program from the Independence Baptist Church of Forestell, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the Word of God today. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock. We have classes for all ages. We have excellent teachers who bring to your children, a message from God's own holy word. And our teachers live the things that they teach. And so we invite you to come and bring your families and your Bibles into the Sunday school. Our regular worship service begins this morning at 11 o'clock. And you're certainly welcome to come. We trust that you will. And then tonight at 4 o'clock, we meet again for our prayer service. And then at 4:30 for our evening worship. We meet at 7 o'clock each Wednesday evening for our midweek Bible study. And so these are our services, and we trust that you'll come. We know that if you've been thinking about coming to the Independence Baptist Church, we invite you to come, knowing that the time that we live upon this earth, it gets away from us very quick. And you may think, well, I'm just a young person. I've got plenty of time to live. And yet the Bible tells us that Satan is there trying to get us just to put off serving God one day at a time, until finally our lives are gone. And so today, come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, bring your Bibles, bring your families, and study the Word of God with us. This morning, we'd like for you to take your Bible and turn to the book of John, chapter 8, and we'd like to think upon the subject, believing but lost. That's in the book of John, chapter 8. We'd like to think upon the subject, believing but lost. Now, I know that may sound like a great paradox. And yet, according to the Scriptures, it's absolutely the truth that there were people in the days of Jesus Christ who believed and yet were lost. And the exact same thing is true today. There are those who believe and yet are lost. Now, the book of John, chapter 8, our text is verse 30. The Bible said, as he spake these words, many believed on him. In order to find out what we mean by believing but lost, let's go back to the beginning of John, chapter 8, and read with me, as we look at these people, we want to find out, first of all, who these people are. Secondly, we want to find out, what do these people believe? And then thirdly, how do we know these people were not saved? All right, so first of all, as we look at the subject, believing but lost, who are these people? The Bible said in John 8 and verse 2, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And so the scene is set here as Jesus Christ is teaching many, many people. And then in verse 3, the Bible said that the scribes and the Pharisees come on the scene. All right, so we see in verse 2 that Jesus is teaching the people. He's teaching the Jews. And then in verse 3, many of the scribes and the Pharisees come and they interrupt the teaching of Jesus because they have a woman that is taken in adultery in the very act. And they want to know what Jesus is going to do with this woman. I think it's very interesting that the scribes and the Pharisees bring the woman taken in adultery, but they don't bring the man. I think they're prejudiced, don't you? And so they come and they say, Jesus, what do you want to do with this woman? The Bible says that she ought to be stoned, but what do you say? And so Jesus there knelt upon the ground, began to write upon the dirt there, and they began to ask him more, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And finally Jesus said to them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And from that point, the scribes and the Pharisees began to walk away one at a time. All of the accusers of this woman began to walk away. And then Jesus looked around and nobody was there that was accusing this woman. Now remember that some of the Pharisees were still there, but the accusers of the woman, they had left. They had gone away. And Jesus said, "Where are your accusers?" And the woman said, "They're gone." And Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." In verse 13, the Pharisees, all of the Pharisees had not left. And they remarked to Jesus, "Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true." Now that's typical for a Pharisee, isn't it? Because the Pharisees, they're religious people, they're very learned people in the law, but they don't know God at all. They don't know Jesus as the personal Savior. These Pharisees are lost, but they're religious people. And Jesus said unto the Pharisees, "Oh, I bear record of myself, but my record is true." And he goes on and explains to them how that he and the Father are one and that they are together in everything that they do. But in verse 19, the people ask him, "Where is thy Father?" And so you see here that there's people that are looking at Jesus, who is the Son of God, who is God, the Son of God, and they say, "Who is your Father?" And Jesus said in verse 19, "You neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also." Now that's the truth, isn't it? And here are some people that Jesus is talking to, and now these are not the Pharisees. These are the common Jews as Jesus is speaking to those people. And then in verse 21, John chapter 8 in verse 21, "Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come." And so here, the Jews, Jesus is telling them that they're going to die in their sins, and that's what happens to lost people. They die in their sins. They go away from God. The Bible says here in verse 22, the Jews said, "Will he kill himself?" And they don't know what he's talking about. Jesus goes on in verse 23, and he says, "Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins." The people answer in verse 25, "Who art thou?" Now here these people are inquisitive. They're lost people. They don't know who Jesus is. And the Bible said in verse 19, they didn't know who the Father was. It's evident that they're lost people. And Jesus goes on and speaks to them, but they don't understand. Verse 27, "They understood not that he spake unto them of the Father." So here are lost people that just simply don't understand what's going on. Verse 28. In verse 28 and verse 29, Jesus speaks to the Jews concerning his crucifixion. Verse 28, "Then said Jesus unto them, When ye shall have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things." Notice in verse 28 that Jesus speaks of his crucifixion and not of his resurrection. He speaks of his crucifixion. But we must say right here that when the Jews hear Jesus speaking of his crucifixion, they don't understand it that way. You see, the Jews have a great misunderstanding concerning who the Messiah is. They believe that there is a Messiah, but they also believe that there is another. There's just a lot of confusion concerning who Jesus is. The people just really don't know. They question here and they question there. But they just fail to understand who He really is. Some of the people said, "This is of a truth, that prophet that should come into the world." And other people said, "No, this is not Him at all." They just don't know what is really going on. I know that today we can look back and we don't have any trouble understanding that Jesus is not only the Savior of the world, Jesus is also the Messiah of the Jews. But the Jews didn't understand that at all. They had much trouble with it. And the Bible said, we got down to our text in the book of John chapter 8 and verse 30, "As He spake these words, many believed on Him." But let me ask you, what did they believe? Notice that the Jews did not believe in the resurrection. The Jews believed in a crucifixion of somebody, and then they would understand. In other words, the Jews believed the facts of the gospel. How was it that we know that these Jews were not saved? And all you have to do is to read your Bible. Now, here are some people that believed in the Lord. They believed, but they were lost. How do we know they were lost? We read our Bibles. Look what it says in verse 31. "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him." Now, who's the conversation directed toward? And you can see very plainly if you've got your Bible open. The Bible said, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now notice, when Jesus said this to those Jews that believed on Him, notice what they said in verse 33. They answered Him, "We are Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill Me because My word hath no place in you." Who's Jesus talking to? The Bible said Jesus is talking to those Jews that believed on Him. But you see, they didn't believe the salvation. They simply believed the facts that He was telling them. That's all that they believed. And listen, there's a lot of people today that believe the facts of the gospel and proclaim that as salvation, and it's not. These Jews that believed on Jesus Christ had no recognition of their sinfulness before God. They had none at all. They said, "We're Abraham's seed. We're never in bondage to any man." They did not realize that they were sinners. There is a gospel in the book of Galatians that is another gospel. It's a gospel that comes and says that people ought to make a decision for Christ. There's a gospel that says that people ought to make a commitment to Jesus Christ. But let me tell you, if a person has never been lost, they can never be saved. Because lost comes first. It comes first. Jesus said that these believers, and I put that in quotes, were going about to kill Him. As a matter of fact, Jesus went on down here in verse 44 in John chapter 8, and Jesus talked to these believers, and He said to them, "Ye are of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth, and because there is no truth in Him. When He speaketh a lie, He speaketh of His own, for He is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe Me not." These people did not believe in Jesus Christ. In verse 59, these people that say they believe took up stones to cast at Jesus Christ. Why? Because they were never saved. Well, we do see that our time has gone away from us again today. We trust that you've understood. If not, Call us. We'll talk to you about this thing. If you'd like a transcript of this message, then send a Steph address stamped envelope to the Independence Baptist Church, Post Office Box 70, and we'll be glad to send you this transcript. And in the meantime, come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and remember, we'll be praying for you. Thank you now for listening.